Pod Quiz 1052. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1052. A couple of items of business before we start. First, thanks to PayPal donor Peter. And we also need to dispatch the prizes for Pod Quiz 1050's prize round. I'll quickly run through the answers first. And for number one, the musical connection was Spring. We had Bruce Springsteen and Dusty Springfield, and I can't remember who else. Number two, the word that can follow book, lower and stair is case, bookcase, lowercase, staircase. Number three, the picture question, the country was Egypt. Number four, Tito was president for life of Yugoslavia. And number five, the poem was Jabberwocky. Okay then, we'll draw a name now from this hat containing the names of all those who got all five of those questions right, the winner receiving a Pod Quiz t-shirt. And that goes to the Caramel Queens in Bozeman, Montana. Okay, now we draw a consolation prize from all entries. And that goes to Mark in Louisville, Kentucky. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll get started with this week's quiz.
Round one.
Let's start this week with a classical covers music round. You're going to hear five classical versions of popular songs, and for each, I'd like you to tell me just the name of the song.
Question one. Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five. Round two.
Round two is on Western astrology.
Question six.
Which word that now means a prediction of the reader's fortunes based on their star sign is derived from the Greek for observer of the hour?
Question 7.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the water bearer?
Question 8.
Which astrological sign is said to be ruled by the moon? Cancer, Capricorn, or Gemini?
Question 9.
Name one of the three fire signs in Western astrology.
Question 10.
Mentioned in the lyrics of the song The Age of Aquarius, which astrological house is said to govern relationships, marriage, business partnerships, and legal contracts?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on shipwrecks. For each of the following five questions, I will quickly describe how a famous ship met its end and the year in which that happened, and I would like you to name the ship.
Question 11.
Struck by an iceberg, 1912.
Question 12.
At the Battle of the Solent, 1545.
Question 13.
Sank in a Lake Superior storm, 1975.
Question 14.
Torpedoed by a German U-boat, 1915.
Question 15.
Collided with the oil tanker Vector in the Tablas Strait, 1987.
Round 4.
The final round this week is places.
Question 16.
Now frequently associated with Dracula, the historical region in Central Europe, known as Transylvania, is a part of which country?
Question 17.
Which of the following is not a state of India? Gauteng, Goa, or Gujarat?
Question 18.
Tenerife, Fuerteventura, and Lanzarote are among the islands of which archipelago?
Question 19.
The Phung Nga National Park is notable for being the home of the world's largest known cave. In which country is it?
Question 20.
Lakeshore Drive, Michigan Avenue, and Milwaukee Avenue are all streets in which city? I shall be back in 2 minutes with the answers after Ryan Hardy with Oh My Stars.
How did you come across a frown upon your face? You know it doesn't suit you at all. The sun may be burning many billions of miles away, but still manages to keep us all warm. So when you're feeling real cold inside, remember happiness is never lost in space. Oh my stars, oh my stars, oh my stars, oh my stars. Everything's a little too rigid and still, not much in the way of a thrill. Until someone comes along and says the magic words and casts a dizzy spell. Oh my stars, oh my stars, oh my stars, oh my stars, sing it!
Now, the answers.
Number one was the Gracie Abrams song, That's So True. Number two was the Nirvana song, Come As You Are. Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be. Number three was the Richard Marx song, Right Here Waiting. Number four was the Roy Orbison song, Oh Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
And number five was the Benson Boone song, Beautiful Things.
Round two.
Round two was on Western astrology, and the answer to number six, the word that means observer of the hour in Greek, is horoscope. Number seven, the sign that is represented by the water bearer is Aquarius. Number eight, the sign that is ruled by the moon is Cancer. Number nine, I asked for one of the three fire signs, so any one of these would score you the point. Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. And number ten, the astrological house mentioned in the lyrics of The Age of Aquarius is the seventh house.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on shipwrecks, and the answer to number 11, struck by an iceberg in 1912, was the Titanic. Number 12, at the Battle of the Solent in 1545, was the Mary Rose. Number 13, the Lake Superior storm was the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. Number 14, German U-boat, 1915, was the RMS Lusitania. And number 15, colliding with an oil tanker in 1987, was the MV Doña Paz.
Round 4.
The final round was places, and the answer to number 16, Transylvania is part of Romania. Number 17, I listed three states, and the one that was not in India was Gauteng, which is a province of South Africa. Number 18, Tenerife, Fuerteventura and Lanzarote are all in the Canary Islands. Number 19, Phung Nga is in Vietnam. And number 20, Lakeshore Drive, Michigan Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue are all to be found in Chicago. That's it for Pod Quiz 1052. Thanks for listening. Congratulations to our winners, the Caramel Queens and Mark. I shall be in contact with you by email shortly to arrange delivery of your prizes. Some messages before we go. Happy birthday to Cara from Stuart. Happy birthday to Chris from Christian and Vanessa. And happy 5th anniversary, Seth, and thank you for being such a wonderful quiz partner. I love our road trips and dinnertime pod quizzes with you and Jesse. All my love, Laura. Bye now.